You're listening to Loving BDSM Podcast, episode 37. Hey everybody, Kayla Lords here with John Brownstone.
Hello.
Hello. This week, we're talking about masturbation in a DS relationship. Welcome to the Loving BDSM Podcast. If this is your first time listening, glad to have you. If you're back for another week, welcome back. Loving BDSM is produced every Friday for your kinky pleasure and education, and show notes are found at kaylalords.com. Come back often and feel free to add the podcast to your favorite RSS feed or iTunes. If you love what you hear, we'd love a good review on iTunes to help other kinksters find us. You can follow me on Twitter at Kayla Lords or stalk John Brownstone at southernsirsplace.com. All links are in the show notes. Big news. Well, not as big as last week, but still pretty awesome. Listen to the sound of my voice. Do you notice anything? This is the first podcast being recorded with the new microphone that y'all helped buy. So, yay! And yeah, totally. Even have pictures in the show notes if you want to see this big honking thing. Y'all, it looks like one of those ultra thick dildos that only porn stars can fit in their body. Maybe that's why we liked it so much. Anyway,
dual purpose.
Hey, microphone is not going there. So we are still playing around with this and figuring it out. And when I say figuring out, not how to work the microphone, but the best setup, we are using Daddy's awesome computer. We are not trapped in a teeny tiny small closet.
Thank God.
No more boob sweat or sweaty balls to make a podcast for you guys. So yay for that. One quick reminder before we get into the, you know, actual show and the reason we're all here. While we don't need a new microphone, clearly, or for right now, any other equipment for the podcast, kinky patrons are always welcome and appreciated at my Patreon page. And if you've been meaning to show your support in that kind of way, the link will be in the show notes page. So, you know, no worries if you were just dying to share your credit card number or anything. Anyway, moving on. Okay, so on with the show. I feel like a total slacker that this is the first show about masturbation. And for anyone who didn't know, May is Masturbation Month. Of course, I don't expect everyone to know that, but since I run a weekly blogging meme called Masturbation Monday, and I'm currently running giveaways for sex toys during the month of May, you'd think I would have mentioned it by now. Yeah, I'm a total slacker. Now, I'll link to the Masturbation Monday page that I just mentioned in the show notes. You can actually go check out the site and the weekly giveaways, which are only running through the month of May. So if you are listening to this in June, July, December, there will be no giveaways for you. I'm so sorry. But anybody who listens to the show right after it's produced, you'll have the link. You can go. It's got good smutty stuff and sex toy giveaways. So maybe some of you are going, yeah, well, why would you have talked about masturbation? That's something you do when you're single or alone or in a long-distance relationship. Ha 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 ha. Not quite. First of all, I got my blogging start about masturbation. My very first, I think, blog post was my very first experience masturbating at the sad age of 32. So it's been a part of the Kayla Lords kind of thing from the very beginning. But I have quickly learned that it is not just something you do when you're single. You definitely do it when you're in a relationship. There's nothing wrong with that, as long as it's not being used as a replacement for your actual sexual activity with your partner. And it even has a place in a DS relationship. So that's what we're going to talk about today. And because I'm kind of sometimes by some people called the masturbation queen, I have a feeling Daddy's going to let me take the lead on this particular episode.
Masturbation maven?
I'd rather be the masturbation maven. Masturbation queen sounds like I'm going, you over there, you may masturbate. You over there, you may not. No, that's not my style at all. So we'll just sort of walk you through some of the masturbation stuff. There's a lot of misconceptions. I certainly think it should be part of any healthy relationship.
Absolutely.
Vanilla or DS, that's, you know, that part doesn't matter. But it can have a very fun, kinky place in DS.
Oh, without a doubt.
It's kind of the cool part. So our first experience as a couple with masturbation, and anybody out there who's in a long-distance relationship, you know this to be true, is when you're apart. Because, hello, it's not like you could, you know, fuck each other when you want to.
Right.
And, yes, there's orgasm control and orgasm denial. And I know people, I don't know how they've done this, I know people who've gone months and a year or more without an orgasm. I am not that person. And I cannot be in a relationship like that. More power to you if you are. So when we were apart, that was the only way we were going to get off.
Right. That was how we connected.
And it was.
Yeah.
When we were long distance, we're very routine-oriented people in general. We're kind of type A that way. But when we were long distance, the only way you really make long distance work is you get into some sort of routine, and it becomes the most important thing you do. It's how you connect as a couple. So for us, we were in two different time zones at the time. Not a big difference, an hour difference. But I'm not a morning person. I'm not a happy morning person. I don't really like the morning or the people, any of it. So he would call me on his way to work. Well, for him, that was 6 o'clock in the morning. For me, that was 5 o'clock in the morning. So I wasn't actually going to get out of bed or anything, not even to pee, y'all. It was not happening. But that was our time when we knew there'd be no distractions. He was on his way to work, so there's nobody around him.
Right.
My kids were asleep, because who wouldn't be at 5 o'clock in the morning?
He would hope.
Right, well, one would think. He's met my children now. He doesn't believe that anymore. And so he would decide if I was going to get one orgasm or a dozen, or, and that had to be done through masturbation. He controlled my orgasms, but I actually had to be the tool that made it happen. And we did it at night, too, before I went to bed. I had a lot of orgasms back in the day, way more than I have now. I'm kind of giving him the look. He is not impressed. Totally giving you the look, Daddy. I'm just saying. We were long distance, and I had lots and lots and lots of orgasms. We tried to break my record one night with you guiding my masturbation.
Yeah.
I think we got up to 14 orgasms.
Yes.
I'm a multi-orgasmic woman. I also dehydrate when I get going that.
Keep lots of liquid before
and lots after. Yes. So, of course, in long distance, most of you are going, well, duh, that makes sense. How else? We didn't really use toys, though. I didn't have a lot of toys until probably in the past 6 months to a year.
Right.
I mean, our toys tend to be floggers and crops and things like that. And
floggers and crops and paddles.
Oh, my. And I don't know if I'm allowed to actually refer to them as toys. Those are very serious implements of ass destruction, right?
Correct.
Uh-huh. Toys. Correct. They're totally toys. Hey. Oh, I just got a smack. One of these days we'll have to actually film this, but then they'd see us in our pajamas. Yes, we're recording this in our pajamas. So masturbating in a long-distance relationship, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Toys, no toys, that part doesn't matter. You know, to fantasies you create, you know, daddy's great at dirty talk. I'm not good at it. I can write it. Oh, yeah, I can totally write it. I can't say it. I don't want to say it. But he can, and he would tell me all kinds of, like, major, like, sexy, not always kinky, just sexy things, and my mind would start going and my hand would start going. But because we're DS, of course, he controlled the orgasms. I still had to beg for permission, and at any point he could say stop, and I'm a good girl. So what did I do?
She stopped.
I stopped. God, that sucked. Totally sucked. And I recommend this.
Well, it depends which side you're on.
Well, yeah, as the submissive who wants the orgasm, the greedy, greedy baby girl who wants her orgasm, that sucks. Mm-hmm. We're totally making, like, doe eyes at one another. I think we're going to start masturbating soon. I don't know whether to tell you to run and hide or to turn it up. I'm not sure. No, we're totally not going to do that. We'll do that later. Much, much later. But, you know, masturbation is a long-distance relationship. Mm-hmm. He would how do I put it? He would create tasks for me. So I might get a text message in the middle of the day that said, okay, the next time you go to the bathroom.
Edge.
Oh, God. That was fun on a lot of levels. I mean, my office that I used to work at was fairly small. There were less than 10 people working there. But we had a great ladies' room. There were like 6 stalls because I think the women got a say in designing the building. it was a new building, so I think they did. But So, you know, you could maybe get the big stall, the handicap stall, or, you know, it'd be very rare that there'd be somebody next to you in the stall. But there was a front desk person who knew when you were going to the bathroom. So it was like when your daddy sends you five times in a work day to edge yourself and you go to the bathroom like a normal person another however many times a day, you look like a crazy person with a small bladder. But you do it because you're a good girl.
That's right.
And you send pictures. And let me tell you, trying to send pictures from the bathroom of either your pussy or your wet fingers or any part of whatever has been requested of you without anybody hearing you.
Challenge.
It's a challenge. And I think you enjoyed that part too.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Of course. Of course.
That was my sadistic side, you know.
I do love your sadistic side. So now I don't work in an office, and he could send me to masturbate if he wanted to now, but we're together, and that leads mm-hmm. me to the next type of masturbating as a couple, which is where you're actually together. And I think in the early days when you were coming to visit me or I was going to visit you, we would masturbate together. And it wasn't actually together. He would watch me.
Mm-hmm.
And I use that as I write a lot of articles about masturbation. I'm kind of obsessed with the topic, if you can't tell. But I recommend that. I recommend that for couples, you know, new or established. Mm-hmm. If you want to know how your partner enjoys being touched, watch them touch themselves.
Absolutely.
Because they know better than you do.
That was one of the first things that... we did when we met, was I had you lay in the bed and I had you masturbate in front of me.
And for anybody out there, especially, I know this is more of an issue for women than men. I don't know. Maybe it's an issue for men. Yes, you will be uncomfortable. Yes, you will be embarrassed. Yes, you will want to melt into the bed so that you can no longer be seen. Oh, yeah, you'll feel all those things. But if you're in DS and it's not a hard limit, just do it, y'all. It's hard the first couple times, but then it's smoking fucking hot.
Oh yeah, it was very good.
They usually join you very quickly.
Well, after a while, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, even a dom has, you know, only so much self-control.
Oh, okay.
I think I just threw down the gauntlet there, y'all. I might be masturbating for hours later.
Let's see what you're made of.
Oh gosh, I'm too tired for all that, daddy. But I did not realize until the first time I saw Mr. John Brownstone jack himself off in front of me. That's hot, y'all. That anybody listening who's actually been in the Masturbation Monday page a couple of times, and I linked to it from my website, so you might have gone there. You'll see that I use a photo or a GIF prompt every week, and I alternate between women masturbating and men masturbating.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not the only one out there who thinks watching a guy stroke himself is sexy as hell, because those are the weeks when the most people come to visit the website. Whether they read a blog post or not, I don't even care. They come to see that, and it is hot. It is so hot. I have, at different times, I won't say caught daddy like, ooh, he was doing something I wasn't supposed to know about. But, you know, when we get into the kinky fun and I'm all like, you know, floating around and I've had a couple orgasms and he's fucked me or he spanked me or something's been going on, I'm not really paying attention to him anymore. I'm in my own little world.
He's up in her own little world.
And it's a wonderful world to be in. But every once in a while, I'll kind of turn my head or I'll look and he's like holding himself and it is so sexy. So even if you don't want it for educational purposes, watch your partner masturbate and find out for yourself if it's a turn on. I would be shocked if it's not a turn on for you.
It's more than that. It's more than a turn on, especially if you're new to one another.
Well, yeah.
You know, it's a fantastic way to you know, let's face it, to understand where you like to be touched.
And how.
Mm-hmm. Watch.
Absolutely.
Watch and learn.
Absolutely. And, you know, we all know this. You know, the way I touch myself is different from the way he touches me. And I'm going to say it right here. As much as I love how he touches me, it is such a contrast, the way I touch myself, that it's pure pleasure to do it. Masturbation hasn't lost any sensuality or eroticism for mm-hmm. me. At this point, it's a completely different feeling when I'm fantasizing, because if you're going to masturbate, please tell me you're fantasizing something. Because my touch is so different, and his touch is, for me, all man. I mean, you know, the big hands, rough hands, sharp movements. Right? Exactly. Mm-hmm. Somebody's panties out there were just are wet now. Thank you for that. They're not mine. I don't wear panties, but still. I'm sometimes imagining another woman because clearly, hello, my female hands here. I do not have big man hands. I have girl hands. Mm-hmm. So yeah. When I touch myself, it's an easy fantasy to fall into. Ooh, This could be another woman touching me. I have no experience with that, y'all. It's pure fantasy at this point. But it's still, you know.
Yeah.
You know. And I will say, because I know this is a problem in non-kinky relationships, and I have no doubt it can sometimes trickle over into kinky relationships. Just because the other person is thinking about a famous person or the cute girl who works at Starbucks or whatever your like personal little, you know, playlist is, does not mean that they care about you any less, find you any less attractive, want you any less. We all have those people. I mean, for me, it's usually body types. It's almost never faces.
Well, we both fantasize about Angelina Jolie.
Oh yeah, she's on our freebie list.
Oh yeah.
I'm not sure who she'd go for more. Maybe both. Hey, oh, there we cool. go. Yeah. It's, I just don't want, if you're worried about that, and that's all that you worry about in your relationship between you and your partner, I would say the issue is on you. If you worry about that because your partner has given you reason to worry about their fidelity to you, well, that's a completely different issue, and you're going to have to figure that part out. But yeah, masturbating by watching one another and not even thinking about the person watching you, that's okay. I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
Mm-hmm. No.
Now, there's a difference between masturbating to watch each other and learn, or as part of foreplay, or just that's mm-hmm. what you're going to do that night. And we have done that. Oh, yeah. I got a box of sex toys from a company I absolutely love, Couples Chemistry. I believe I've mentioned them on the podcast mm-hmm. at least once or twice. And the way Couples Chemistry works is, both you and your partner take a questionnaire. It's 100 questions, which I know sounds daunting. It took us 10 minutes because you don't really think about your answer. You just like answer them real quick. And then they take your answers and they find out where you are compatible sexually, like your sexual preferences. Now, clearly we knew our sexual preferences. Oh, yeah. Hello, big D, little S. We got this. But it didn't just talk about that. Yeah, it sent us some stuff about DS, and we just went, oh, that's so cute. Mm-hmm. But it sent us some stuff about masturbation. And in the box of toys we got with it, there were like vibrators and bullets for me, and there was a male masturbator for him.
Yeah.
Which is not exactly a go-to toy for us, but we laid on the bed side by side and masturbated together.
and the male one, it was a one-off. It was one shot.
Sure, male. And I think Daddy broke it, if I remember correctly.
Yes, I did. I got a little rough with him.
Well, you know, you do like to play rough with your toys. That's sort of your MO there. So it can be an experience where you're just doing it together, and that's your sexual experience for the night. There's no penetration. There's no whatever. Mm-hmm. But then there's, and listen up, submissives out there, because I can only speak from the submissive perspective. I'll let Daddy talk to the doms, but to all my submissive friends, masturbating for your dominant as part of a task or command, or this is what mm-hmm. I want from you tonight, that is hot on a whole other level. That's like, that takes your regular, like, real quick rub one out, or, you know, pull out your, for me, it's the Hitachi sometimes, whatever. Mm-hmm. I love pulling out the Hitachi. It made a noise at me. Mm-hmm. Anyway, that takes us, this is a whole other level, because now it's purely a DS thing.
Oh, yeah.
You're not doing it for your pleasure. You're doing it for his or your dominance.
Well, there have been several times I've told you, okay, tonight you're getting out this toy, and you're going to use it, and you will not come unless you have permission.
And then sometimes he says, use it, and start coming, and don't stop.
And, yeah.
No, I like those nights better. But truly, sometimes, I'm not exactly like a sex toy reviewer, like, ooh, that's what I do.
Yeah, but I do like to hear you beg.
You do like to hear me beg. But sometimes I get a run of toys all at once, and I get overwhelmed. I'm like, oh my gosh, I have all these toys. It's such a hard life, right? Oh, I have all these sex toys I have to try. Oh, woe is me, right? And he knows me. I will dither, and I'll go, oh my gosh, this one or that one? Which one? Oh my gosh. And nothing will get done. So he'll point to a box and say, today, this is the one you're using. And yes, I'm watching. And oh no, he watches. Back in the day when we lived in separate places and he would come to where I lived at the time, the room was situated in such a way that he would actually stand at the end of the bed.
Yeah.
Lights fully on, stand at the end of the bed, he could watch the whole show. But now, our bedroom is much smaller than that one was. And so he actually just props himself up on his arm and leans into his hand and just sort of watches me.
Yep.
I forget about him in about 30 seconds, y'all. It's really, that's what I'm telling. If it's an uncomfortable thing for you, and I know some people, it's a vulnerability thing, and I get that. But when your big D and your little S and your big D says, you will do this for me.
Right.
Unless it's a hard limit, just as hard as it's going to be, as weird as it might feel those first couple times, no, really. Oh, totally do it. Because once you get yourself kind of going, you're probably not going to remember they're there. Anyway, there have been many a night when I'm, you know, masturbating for him, and next thing I know, there's another hand there, you know, because he decided he wanted to join in on the fun.
Exactly. That does happen.
I like it when you join in on the fun. That's all. Because then now we're like outside of the masturbation thing. And
right.
We're into the good kinky sex. Now, something that I don't know if it's unique to me or not, I'm sure it's not, but I haven't read about it in other places, so I bring it out for any dominants listening who want to try this out, because I do try different sex toys from time to time, and because I run Masturbation Monday, and because I finally looked at Daddy one day and said, you know, for somebody who talks about masturbation so much, I don't do that a lot anymore. I now have permission to masturbate and orgasm. Yes. With caveats. Mm-hmm. I have to let him know.
Right.
And then that I'm going to. And then I have to tell him about it. Either it's because I write a blog post about it and he reads it, or I tell him all the details. Guess how often he finds out the details in a blog post? Always. Always.
Quite often, yes.
I really don't like talking about it. I can write it. I really don't like talking about it. But that's... You know, it's funny because
that fits our dynamic, because I am, you know, voyeuristic.
Very true.
Okay.
Fits your kinks.
Fits my kinks.
Just as much as it fits mine.
Right.
And really, having permission, knowing that I can, as long as I tell him, you'd think that make me go, oh, I have free reign. No. When I tell him, I actually don't tell him. I still ask him. It's always said with sort of a question in my voice, because my orgasms are his. That's part of our dynamic. That's how we do things. And so even to know I have carte blanche to do what I want to do, as long as I inform him, I still need that little bit of permission. Now, I will say, the first time I put this new level of freedom into action, I'm a go big or go home kind of girl. I'm all in. I jump in with both feet. I bet you haven't figured that out about me yet at all, any of y'all. So the first time we tried this out, I got out the Hitachi and two towels and a bottle of water. Because the Hitachi will make me squirt and squirt. And I mean, I have...
And then squirt some more.
Right. You have not lived until you've heard water rushing over the head of a vibrating Hitachi one. It's like nothing you've ever heard before. Ever. I can't even describe it. We might have to record it one day.
Well, I didn't have to do a video that time.
Oh gosh, that's right.
I had you tied to the bed, spread eagle.
Oh, that was nice.
And I did a rope harness.
Yes.
And I worked the Hitachi into the rope harness.
Oh god, I love that.
So, you know, it was planted right in a very strategic spot.
He knows the spot. Oh, y'all know the spot. Yeah. Come on now.
And so, you know, it couldn't be... It, you know, it couldn't just
couldn't move slide away. Away.
Couldn't slide away.
It was there.
It was there. It was part of the rope work.
I screamed myself hoarse that time.
Yes,
I had no voice left.
No, you didn't. And it was funny, because after watching the video, you could hear the change in the sound
because of the water,
because of
the fluid. But the fluid.
The juice.
Oh, gosh. And now I'm blushing. He just referred to my feminine excretions as juice out loud where y'all could hear it. Oh, my gosh. Can somebody give me a pen and paper? I can write this down so much easier. Oh, my gosh. But if we can find that, did you put that out online? Because if we can and we can find the link, I'll share the link. I'm an exhibitionist.
I don't remember. I don't remember. I don't remember if I did put that up on RedTube.
I can't remember. Yeah. I thought maybe you put it up on your blog.
I might have.
Or Tumblr.
I think I tried on Tumblr.
But oh, and it wouldn't work.
It wouldn't work. It was too big. Too
so,
long.
As you can tell, you know, clearly masturbating with your hand or a toy or whatever is a part of our dynamic. And yeah, I mean, I admit that a lot of that comes from, you know, my background and where I began, and that masturbation is a mm-hmm. very important part of my sexuality and
who you are
and my sexual expression. Right. And I, knowing what I know now and the difference between the day before I masturbated for the first time at age 32 and the day after and all the days after, I'm a huge advocate for it. I don't know everything there is to know about masturbation. I do know that, yes, it can be a problem. Masturbation is very good for your health in general. If you masturbate at a moderate amount, and moderate is, you know, dependent on you. If 2 times a day is better than your 10-time-a-day habit, well, then you've mm-hmm. moderated it. But, you know, it can help you sleep, it helps you relax, it helps you feel good. It certainly, for all my single submissive friends out there, it will de-stress you in ways you cannot imagine. There was a long time there where I made sure to masturbate at least every couple of days just so I could unwind a little bit and get some sleep. It was kind of the only way. But yes, it is possible to do it too much. Because if it's interfering with your life, or you're using it as a replacement for your relationship and intimacy with your partner, then that is a problem. But that, I don't think that happens all that often. And when done right, it has a place in every relationship, but it's definitely a DS relationship.
It's healthy. Absolutely. It's healthy. You know,
no matter what we were taught as kids. Now, I didn't grow up with the religious background that told me I was going to hell for it. But most kids, I heard about hairy palms and blindness, and girls didn't do that. Girls
both wear glasses, right?
Yeah, well, so does my mother, but I don't want to think about her masturbating. I went blind the old-fashioned way, okay? I sat too close to the TV. So that's it from us on masturbation, unless you've got something you want to add, Daddy.
Well, I just wanted to say, you know, guys, nothing wrong with masturbating yourself.
Not at all.
You know, I think one of the hottest times we had was when I started stroking myself in bed one night.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, see, look at that. And you know, let me tell you something. That was a little bit of a power trip, too, because, you know.
I remember that time. Oh, I cried.
Yeah.
Oh, that's not a good story at all, y'all. I cried. Go ahead, Daddy. Tell the story. Go ahead.
Well, you were a bad girl.
I was a bad girl.
You were bad. You know, one of the very few times you were a bad girl.
Very rare.
And
this is why I learned my lesson after this.
Yeah, well, she's a smart girl. She learns from her mistakes.
Yeah. He poked me. This is not my favorite story, but go ahead, Daddy. Okay. Tell them the story.
I don't remember anymore now what you did or why you were bad.
I'm sure I was sassy.
You sassy? Please.
Never.
So, you know, she needed punishment. And one of the things that she loved was having me.
Still do.
And because she was such a bad girl, and I mean, you know, this is really bad.
It was bad. I wish I remembered what I did wrong.
I don't remember now, but yeah. Probably
clearly, I never repeated it.
Yeah, probably find it in our blog somewhere.
Good idea. You can look for that.
But her punishment was that she wasn't going to get any of me that night.
No, he stroked his cock while I watched and practically humped his leg, because hello, it was a turn on, and I had
she could
to just
not,
watch him.
Yeah, she could. She was not allowed to touch me.
No, that was awful.
Yeah,
I mean, here's what's funny, because I guess when it first started, I did not realize I was being punished. I knew I was supposed to be, because he had made it clear he was mad at me. Rightly so. I'm not complaining there. So he starts, you know, stroking his cock, and doing that thing that you guys do where you pull and you hold it and it's, oh my God, my mouth is watering. Wow. Anyway, so he's doing that and I'm thinking, oh yeah, this is about to get good. Oh yeah, baby. And I think
she's just waiting for me to tell her to jump in.
Right. And I think I even reached down and tried to touch him. And I was told in no uncertain terms, I was not allowed to touch.
Mm-hmm.
And he kept going and kept going and, you know, and kept going
yep.
until he, you know, came.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when it occurred to me. I mean, really by then it had occurred to me. And I just buried my face in his chest and I cried. It was awful. I won't say it was traumatic because clearly it's not on my mind anymore.
Right.
But yeah, I remember that. Masturbation mm-hmm. is punishment. Wow. We yeah. are kinky freaks.
Yeah, but you didn't misbehave anymore after that.
That's very true. That's yeah. very true. Whatever it was that I did, I didn't do again.
No, yeah, that was several years ago.
Early on in our relationship.
Early on, yeah.
It was when we I was still living at my old place.
Right.
Yeah. Wow.
Yep.
Well, memory lane and my mouth is still totally watering. Okay. So now that I think we've made it clear to anybody who might have doubted before mm-hmm. that masturbation has a place in your DS relationship.
Right.
I will leave it open to you guys. You know, there's a comment section on the show notes page. And you can always email either one of us. No big deal there. If you have either a completely different view or you are just like, no, this has no place, I would love to hear your viewpoint and why, what your reasoning is, just so I can understand, because I will tell you right now I disagree, but, you know, that's the Scorpio woman in me talking. But I'd love to hear why you feel that way. And anybody else who's got some really like good masturbation stories as part of your DS, I got a little bit of a voyeur in me too. I'd like to, I'd be okay with hearing, reading some of that too. So are you good, Daddy? Do you feel like we have talked about masturbation enough for one show?
I think I'm ready to take matters in hand.
Woohoo! Yay! So with that, I leave you with this.
Keep it kinky, y'all.
And we'll see you next week.